Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry about the delay there. Hope everyone can hear me okay. Praise the Lord. Well, good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. He's good. And when is he good? All the time. All the time. Well, I'm so glad that you're on with me today. I have a very encouraging word for you today that I believe will just bless you, and I'm excited to share it. But first, I just want to welcome everybody. I see we've got some guests with us this morning, so welcome, and we're so glad you've joined us today. God is on the move. Amen. He's on the move, whether we realize it or not, whether we see it, God is, he's moving. And so just want you to, again, to be encouraged today that things really are shifting. It's like everybody's like, no joke about that. It's true. It's, you know, we're in the middle of a change, of a reformation that's bringing transformation in our lives, and that's a good thing. And so we've just got to know that as we stay on course with God, and as we stay in that place of obedience to him, that he's going to bring forth that which he has purposed, because his word is never going to fail us. And aren't you grateful for that this morning? And so I'm looking forward to being able to meet back in the building, and we'll be letting y'all know when we'll be doing that. Hopefully it'll be sooner than later, and we just want to healing to everyone that has been going through a difficult time these last couple of weeks with the virus, and we're going to be praying today. After a while, we're going to be praying for you, and I'm so grateful to hear the reports that I've heard that you're getting better, and so praise God for that, and you're just going to keep getting better because you've won. We've won this thing. Amen. You are the healed of the Lord, and so I want to thank all of y'all who have been faithful to send your tithes and offerings. We're kind of back at that place again where you're either mailing in or sending your tithes and offerings through PayPal. And so I just want to encourage you right now to keep giving, to stay faithful in your giving with the Lord. And I know it's kind of an inconvenience to have to do it the way that we're doing, but appreciate it. We're really grateful that you are being obedient to the Lord. And so I'm going to pray for you. We're kind of doing it a little bit different today, but I'm going to go ahead and pray for you and ask you again to just continue being faithful. You can mail in your tithes and offerings to P.O. Box 2216, Rockwall, Texas 75087. And then you can go to PayPal and use the email address dovemin@aol.com. That's dovemin@aol.com. And so thank y'all again, and I'm so grateful to hear about the blessings, some of your praise reports, and how God is blessing you right now. It's, you know, it will just continue as we walk through this season that we're in. God's still blessing us, and aren't you grateful for that? And so I'm just going to pray right now over your giving. So, Father, I thank you right now for each and every one, Lord God, as they continue to sow into the kingdom, continue to open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings which they cannot contain. Father, thank you that the tithe rebukes the devourer of Satan. And Father, thank you that as they sow seed, that they open up that door to receive more seed to sow, because your word says in Corinthians that you give seed to the sower. So, Father, thank you for that. Thank you for giving them bread for their own food and for increasing the fruits of their righteousness. And, Father, I thank you that each and every person has every resource that they need, Father, to do your will, to continue to be a blessing to others. Father, it's such a joy to be a blessing to others and to see people respond, especially during this time, Father, when things have been so difficult, as we just give out of our kindness, whether it's monetary or just a gift or just words that are uplifting, as we just give to others, Father, thank you for touching people's hearts and for giving them just a ray of hope, letting them know that even though things are so turned upside down in this world, Father, thank you that you're showing them that they can have peace and that there is hope. And so, Father, we just thank you again for the opportunity of being able to give to others no matter in what way we sow. And, Father, I ask you right now to just bless each and every person this morning. And, Father, thank you for your word that you've given to me to share with everyone. Father, thank you that it'll help them on their journey, that it'll cause them to rise up to a new place. And Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that you are moving in an unprecedented way and that you are causing us to bear more fruit in these days that we're in, where the enemy wants us to have the wrong fruit and bad fruit. Father, thank you that good fruit is coming forth and others are partaking of it. And Father, we just give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when you think about it right now, it's just, you know, it's just been a hard year, a difficult year, but we have to quit focusing on that. And we have to really choose to rise up in faith. And so today I want to encourage you to walk in a greater realm, in a greater place of faith. I want to encourage you that this is our moment once again. This is our finest hour. It's like the spotlight is on the church. And as the church, we're rising up. Amen. We are rising up for the world to see that there is hope. You know, so many people, when I'm out, you know, and I talk to people, and people are just so depressed and they're full of anxiety still, and they're fearful about, you know, because this is continuing on with, you know, the COVID, and you know, we're seeing the grocery store and Target and places like that empty out of toilet paper again. And it's just bringing this whole new, it's like kind of getting better. And then the word started going out, you know, there's going to be a second wave of the COVID. And what did that do? That just released fear. And not just to people in the world, but people in the church, people in the body of Christ. And unfortunately, some came into agreement with that. And you know what? You and I, according to the book of Luke, in chapter 10, in verse 27, let me just go to it myself here, and hopefully that's the right scripture. I hope. Let's see. Oh, no, and it's not. I thought it was. That's a good scripture, though. In Luke 19. Okay. Oh, well, great, y'all. I can't find it this morning. I know I'm close to it, and I'm probably just overlooking it. So I'm just going to tell you what it says. But the Word of God says that God has given us authority, and He's given us power, all power over all of the enemy. Oh, here it is. I was right. Here it is, chapter 10. He says, "Behold, I have given you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." And you know what? That doesn't just mean sickness. That means, you know, last week I talked about scorpions. My spirit man's zooming here and my mind's trying to catch up. So last week I talked about scorpions and how that, and you know, they're just always there. And, you know, I even took it on a national level with the media and being the false prophets of Baal, and how, you know, they've been getting their stinger out there just jabbing and saying things that have, you know, caused fear and trying to paralyze the body of Christ with fear. And so as we are, you know, as we're rising up and as we're taking our place, we have to realize that the power that God's given us is not only over serpents and scorpions, but all the power of the enemy. That means the things that are mentally and emotionally. And so many people right now are messed up emotionally and mentally. And I know some of you have been, and because of what you've been going through and what you've been experiencing. But God said, "I've given you power." Or excuse me, Jesus, He said that. That's in the red. "I've given you power." And He said, "Nothing shall by any means hurt you." And so we know, because that has been given to us. That's a promise that Jesus gave us. And so what we have to realize is that this journey is all about walking in faith, right? It is. It's about walking in faith. It's about living in faith. And sometimes we, you know, the enemy comes and he mocks us, or things are said that he uses, and people say things, and the, you know, social media and so forth and everything. And the enemy uses those things to mock us as believers and to cause our faith to be weakened. And we know that the Bible says without faith, what? It is impossible to please God. And so my question to you right now is, are you really, truly striving to walk in that faith every single day? Are you living in that faith? Because faith produces, right? Faith produces. And so in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews, in chapter 11, it says, now faith. It doesn't say yesterday's faith. It says now faith. Now means at the present time. So now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So while we're waiting for the substance, for Christ, for what His promise is to be manifested to us, we're waiting to see that. And faith is the substance. It's what we're hoping for. It's what we're believing for God's word to come to pass that says, "I am the healed of the Lord and not the sick." right? So when we're sick and we're waiting to see that healing come to pass, or when our mind has been tormented and we're waiting for that peace to come, because God said in His Word, I've given you a spirit of love and power and a sound mind. Okay, so we have to hold on to that. And yes, it's something that we can't see, but faith, once again, that's about today. It's today's faith. And so a lot of times when we are trying to use our faith, we hit this brick wall, right? Because what happens is what we see is our own self-portrait, which a lot of times is messed up. You know, we see these things about us, and we don't really know who we are. And so, you know, we a lot of times when we're going through things and we're experiencing things, and we end up and we battle with guilt and shame, and we battle with condemnation, and we battle with, you know, embarrassment, not just from our past, but, you know, from things that are happening right now and today. And so many things, other things that come that try to get us in a place of guilt. And guess what? Or any type of shame or condemnation, it doesn't mix with faith. You know, condemnation, now listen to this, it does not mix with your faith. So we have to rise up above those things, because the Bible tells us, let's see, in Romans, let me get to it here. I want to be sure, because there's several verses I want to read to you in the book of Romans. Such a good book to read. Well, the whole Bible is, right? So in Romans chapter 8, in verse 1, it says, there is therefore now, that means present, today. So for you in your life right now, today, present, there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so when we've been born again and we're walking in this Word, we have to understand that we have stepped into and entered into a place of being able to walk in faith, where, you know, God, faith is the Spirit. Faith is God. God is, you know, he's faith. And so we have to understand that we have access, and we have to believe, regardless of what it looks like that's going on in our body or in our soul, because that's not who you and I really are. We're spirit. And so our spirit man was completed. Our spirit man became born again of the incorruptible seed. And so in Romans, in Romans chapter 7, in verse 6, it says, but now, that means today, we are delivered from the law, that being wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. So we are of the Spirit now. Okay, we're of the Spirit. We were delivered from the law, and we have been so that we can serve God in the newness of spirit. So you have to know that. It's important to know. Sometimes in this journey, you can get so far along that you forget the simplicity of who God made you and who you are in Him. And so we have to go back and we have to remind ourselves, who am I? What does the Bible say about me? And it just seems like during this time in these past, you know, several months, actually for most of this year, and going through all the things that have been going on, you know, the COVID, the sickness, all the things going on in our towns, and then you get put the political on top of that, the elections, and it's like, wow, we have to press in even more and realize who we are in Christ. And it's because of who he is. And so, and we have to remember, we can't stay focused on all this negative stuff. We've got to keep following after the purpose and plan of God. We have to keep on allowing him to perfect everything that concerns us, whether it's, you know, to our daily life or to godliness, because that's what the Word of God says that he does. And so we have to not only just remember and speak this and confess this during this time that, you know, that we are the healed and not the sick, we're blessed and not cursed, you know, we're happy and not sad, we're above and not beneath, we're the head and not the tail. And if you don't get that revelation from God that brings a renewal in your heart, because, you know, we're on this journey of our soul getting saved, our mind, will, and emotions. We're on this journey of those things that make up who we are, of our soul coming into alignment with our spirit man that is born again. And guess what? Your spirit man, when you were born again, you and I became the righteousness of God. And so we have to understand that we are the righteousness of God. The Bible says in also in Romans chapter 10, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, then shalt thou be saved. And so God raised up Christ from the dead, and he's raising you and I up, and he continually raises us up when we surrender from those dead in our life. So you have to understand who you are so you can keep moving forward, no matter what circumstance, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, because the enemy continually wants to bombard your mind. Everybody's like, amen. Yes, he does. But he, you know, he reminds you of your past, or he's continually reminding you of the things that you're you know, going through right now. And the thing is that in Romans chapter 12, in verse 2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but you are transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we cannot allow ourselves conformed to all of the negativity that is in our world, that is in our nation right now, in regards to anything, no matter what it is in regards to. We cannot allow that negativity to bring any doubt or wavering in us because of what is going on. Now, I'm going to read that verse in Romans chapter 12 out of the Amplified. It says, do not be conformed to this world or this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external, superficial customs, but be transformed by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude. When you're renewed by the word, your attitude changes. And I'm not talking just about towards people. I'm talking about your attitude towards yourself, towards how you see life, how you view life, your perspective. And so it says the renewal of your mind by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove what? For yourselves, what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in his sight for you. So you're proving, you need to, so many times we try to prove things to other people, And just let this be a little barometer. When you're always trying to prove something to someone else, you're actually, you lack that confidence of Christ in you for it to be proved to you. Because we need to be grounded in God's love. We need to be grounded in His Word. We need to be grounded in who He says that we are, so that our mind stays renewed. And then we have a new attitude. And when you, and I love how the Amplified says this, and by the entire renewal of your mind, by its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourself. See, when you can prove for yourself and to yourself and who you are because of who He is, because of what He says in His Word, and then you access those places through, you know, repentance and brokenness, and then you begin to live in the Word. You've become transformed. Then you don't try to prove yourself to anyone else. And so there's a reformation. Yes, you know, we keep hearing about, oh, there's a great awakening and the glory of God. And believe me, y'all know I love the glory of God. And I'm like, man, I've lived in it all these years tangibly, but, you know, in my life and seen the love of God change people's lives and people that he'd never think would be changed. So, yes, I'm seeing that and I've seen that. But you know what? This journey is so much more than that. You know, we have got to continually, we go through reformation, and, you know, we need to start, any prophets out there listening today, no matter where you're from, even if you're in another country listening this morning, we got to get that word out there, is that, yes, there's an increase of miracles and healing and the glory and the love of God and all of that, and that makes us feel so good. But there's an increase of change in our hearts that's coming place. There's a reformation. There is reformation that is coming, so the transformation can take place. And so, you know, we've got to understand this. We have to. God wants you. The Bible says to study to show yourself approved. If we don't prove to us what God's Word says and that we're living it but transformation is taking place, it's going to be hard for us to release that to anyone else. But when you walk in that and you prove to yourself what is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God, what happens is you walk in that and other people are affected by it. And so in 2 Corinthians and 5:21, let me get to that. Y'all can turn to it too if you've got your Bibles out. 2 Corinthians 5:21, I mean, I love this. It says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that what? That we might be the righteousness of God in him." Became born again. You took on the righteousness of God. And so, and most of us don't really grasp the depth of that, the meaning of that. We are righteous because of God. So, you know, if you found a cure, say God gave you the ability and you found a cure for cancer or AIDS or, you know, any other kind of Alzheimer or any kind of horrible disease, guess what? That's not going to make you any more righteous. Okay? If you make a mistake today, if you do something wrong, if you fall short of God's glory, that's not going to make you any less righteous. Was your righteousness or my righteousness? It was his. Right? It was his righteousness. And so we have to understand that Christianity, being a disciple, living a life as Christians, as believers, that Christianity is not just about a changed life, but we have to understand it's about an exchanged life. You know, many times when I've counseled people or when I've prayed with people, and, you know, and I've got to share with them the joy of telling them that, yes, there's a change, but the reason why you're going to the cross right now is for an exchange. You're exchanging those things in your life that God has, Holy Spirit's been working in you so that you can, you know, have those things perfected in your life. It's as you work on those things, it's you get what he gave. Jesus became sin. He didn't know any sin, so that you and I could be the righteousness of God. So you get his perfect record when you become born again. And we forget that. We already are the righteousness of God. So there's nothing that we can do or nothing that we do that's good or that we do that's bad that adds to, that takes away. Because it's always going to be about him. And so as we walk along in this journey, yes, we, you know, we grow. And when you grow in Christ, you do become more mature. You fail less, you know, you overcome things and then you conquer them through the righteousness of Christ that's in you. You begin to bear more fruit. You become wiser, you know, about things, but it doesn't make you any more righteous. When you're born again, it's like I've shared with you so many times, when you're born again and your spirit man is born again and you become as spiritual as you're ever going to be. And that's with every believer. And so the enemy uses that in marriages and relationships to say, well, she's just not as, you know, spiritual as me and never will be, or he's just not as spiritual. Well, you don't know who you are. You don't know who you are in Christ, so you can't encourage someone else who they are in Christ, because you're as spiritual as you'll ever be. You got an exchange. When your spirit man became born again, you, your spirit man, you yielded your spirit man to take on the DNA of God, and you became righteous at that very moment. You became righteous. You hooked up to the DNA of Jesus, and every day, hallelujah, every day that righteousness is flowing into you. 24/7. Okay, y'all, I got to take a drink of water on that. I hope somebody's praising the Lord right now. Exciting. Doesn't that bless you? So, you know, you're... I'm trying to get myself straight here. Your righteousness, the righteousness that you are, that's in you, because you've been born again, it's a gift. It's righteousness in you. Guess what? It can't be perfected. It can't be changed. It can't be increased. It is already complete in you. You are the righteousness of God. You're not going to be. And if you don't understand this one thing right here, it's going to be really hard for you to move forward in faith. And we know that the Word of God says without faith it's impossible to please him, right? That's what the Word of God says. And so, but you have to understand what the righteousness of Christ did for you. It says in chapter 5 of Fan Be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. We know that, but do we live in that? Do we understand? And so I know by the Spirit of God that the Holy Spirit's moving in some of your lives, and He's opening up the eyes of your understanding, and He's illuminating your heart so that you might know the hope of your calling, which is in Christ. You're no longer a sinner, but you're a saint. And so remember, in the eyes of God, you became righteous the moment that you were born again. The very moment you remember you took, and you're still hooked up to that righteousness. And so I know right now that the anointing of God, it's destroying the yokes of bondage. It's destroying the lies of the enemy. It's even destroying some doubt. And, some of you've wavered in some things. And it's because of this one thing right here. You're getting a revelation. But when you get a revelation, that revelation must become revealed in your heart by the Holy Spirit, so that you can have a manifestation of God's word in your life. And so, revelation. But revelation is not good without demonstration. And you can't have demonstration unless you receive it and allow it to be revealed in your heart. And so, let me get here. You can go with me into 1 John. And very powerful. Of course, it's all powerful. I mean, wow, the Holy Spirit is really moving so strongly. In 1 John, in chapter 4, in verse 17, it says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world." Wow. So is. Now look at that. As He is, so are we in this world. Our love is made perfect. When you don't understand that you're the righteousness of God, that's why you feel condemned and you feel shamed. And, if you walk after the flesh, of course, you're going to feel that way. But when you're walking in the Spirit and the enemy comes and he hits you with that, you have to cast it down, because it's a vain imagination that's exalting itself against the will of God in your life. And you have to bring into captivity every thought of the obedience of the will of God. That's what His word says. Your mind, remember, your mind can only be renewed through the Word of God. So, as He is, He's the righteousness. Jesus is righteousness. He's righteous. God is righteous. And we're sitting, Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and we're seated in heavenly places with Him as the righteousness of God. As He is, so are we in this world. That's why there's nothing that you can do that is just like everybody's wowed by and gives you acclimates and people applaud you for such a great accomplishment. That doesn't make you any more righteous. And no matter how bad you fail, how bad you fall short of God's glory, that doesn't make you any less righteous. Still, the Holy Spirit's just like hammering this in, because someone is like, "You're mashikata busaya tela masa." There, it's like you're breaking through right now. It's there's a lot of stuff that's just breaking up on the inside of you, because you've had thinking about who you are. That's why you haven't been able to move forward with your faith, because your faith was weakened through your shortcomings. Your faith was weakened through your sickness. Your faith was weakened through the debt that you incurred. Your faith has been weakened, but God is, he's telling you today, child, I'm strengthening you today. I'm imparting life to you today. I'm imparting who I am to you today, because you are righteous through my eyes. And someone is going to see as you're receiving this word today, as you're receiving the word of God and Christ in you, you are going to walk in a different realm of faith. You're going to quit complaining about how much you've prayed about something and you haven't seen a change. Oh, Rabba Sete la Makayete. Because faith will cause you to inherit the promises of God. Don't you put up with that pain in your body? Don't you put up with any kind of sickness? Don't you put up with having a broken heart and crying over something, you know, something in your life over and over and over and over and over? God's the healer of hearts. He mends hearts and he heals hearts, and he's in the healing business. Don't you let the enemy, you know, make you think that your mind is not sound. You need to get in the word so your mind becomes sound, so that your mind is transformed. And believe me, when you're standing and, you know, and waiting for something to manifest in your life, it's easy to get over into the part of, but I've been believing this so long, and I've been, you know, going through this for so long. Well, guess what? Welcome to living a life of being a believer. It's, you know, we have to understand who we are. We are His. Hallelujah. We are the righteousness of God. And it doesn't matter. I know I'm hammering this in because I keep on hearing this from the Holy Spirit. I'm hammering this in. When we became born again, we became righteous, and nothing can change that. Woo! Glory! Nothing can change that. How awesome and amazing is that? We got an exchange. When we go to the cross in our personal life, you know, the Bible says to take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow after Christ. So when we do that, we're taking up our cross, then we're dying to self. We get in exchange. You get in exchange. So remember this. Write this down on a sticky note. And yes, we must change, because God, he's always wooing us and drawing us to develop a lifestyle of living from going from glory to glory and faith to faith, right? And you know how I've told you so many times that we know, we may come into agreement with that, and we may say that, but we know when we haven't. We wished we had. When we're agreeing with it, our faith is like rising up in us, because it's like, yes, but we know when we haven't. We know when there hasn't been any transformation, because there's no reformation and nothing has changed and nothing is different. So God wants you right now today to have a different perspective of your life, of who you are. And when you're able to come into agreement and see, like I said, in several of you, in fact, many of you that are on today in this service this morning, your perspective has changed. And you, it's like a light went off. Wow, I'm the righteousness of God. I have the perfect record of Christ in me, because he was a man that knew no sin, but yet became sin for. What a promise of God. What a, I mean, just oh, I can just feel that. I mean, I just feel the power of the Holy Ghost right now. And you know, when I was making the little, doing the little paragraph for this service, because I'm like, Lord, what do you want to speak to your people today, your children, your sons and daughters? What do you want to share, you know, with them? He began to show me that he wanted to increase your faith, that he wanted to encourage you, that about righteousness, because many in the body of Christ understand what that means. We speak it all the time, but we don't understand the depth of it. And he wants you to be able to move forward in this season that we are in as a nation. And so what came to me when I was typing up my little paragraph is, let's not just be in agreement with, you know, MAGA. We've been hearing that for months and months, M-A-G-A, you know, make America great again. But let's make our lives great again. Let's make our families great again. Let's make our communities great again. Because we understand that no matter what we're going through, no matter what we do that is amazing, and no matter what we do that is failure, we are still righteous. When you understand that, it's like, it just makes it easier to embrace where you are right now. You know, it's like, we're waiting to see the change in the elections and, you know, to see God manifest his word, to do what he said. We've been so focused on that. We've been so focused on COVID, and now toilet paper is getting short again, and people are freaking out again, and let's not go there. Let's take the rest of this year, and as I say almost every year, go out with a bang. I heard this in my spirit again. I think I heard this one year, but as I'm sitting here and I'm writing down notes and I'm, you know, getting the scriptures that the Lord wants me to share with you, it's like all of a sudden I heard in my spirit that this December will be a December to remember. Woo, glory. This December will be a December to remember. It's not going to be for those who are going to the foot of the cross, those who are getting that exchange, those who are realizing who they are and moving on with being who God has called them to be. It's going to be different for those. I'm not talking about, because I know this in my spirit, when the Holy Spirit spoke that to me in December to remember, it's going to be not because of with the elections and all of that, because, you know, the deadline's coming up on December the 10th or the 4th. I can't remember, you know, about where they have to have all of the electoral votes counted, blah, 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 and all this stuff has to be settled. It's not even about that. It's about God's will in your life and what's going to happen and what's going to manifest because of it. Yes, it's, you know, when we think about change, oh man, I've got to change. I got to quit thinking like this. I got to quit being like this. I got to quit doing this. I got to quit doing that. Stop thinking so much about change, because, you know, our little mind tends to try to convince us, you know, that change is like, this is so hard and this is bad and, oh my gosh, I've got to change. I can't live like this. And da, 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 and you just start getting under this burden. You just start getting under this weight. That's the weight that Paul was talking about that easily besets you. Put it aside. Cast it aside. And start thinking about the exchange. Start thinking about living a life of exchange. It's like, you know, you get to go in, like when you get a warranty on things, and you get to go in some places, you know, businesses, you get to take back the thing that's broken and they'll give you a brand new one. Woo, glory. I mean, that's on a material thing. But just think about for you, your life personally, get in exchange for what is broken in us, what is not usable anymore in us. You know, you find out things just don't work, you know, the way that you used to do things, the way that you used to speak and you used to take care of things, or the way you address something in your life. It doesn't work anymore because you have to have the new. You're a new creature in Christ. So continually you can encounter the new, but you and I, we get to go to the cross and we get to get in exchange. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We get to get in exchange what this word says. Now faith. Now faith. You can't live on yesterday's faith. Just like God's presence is in your life today, you can't live in the memory of his presence. You get to live in his presence if you acknowledge it. You are the righteousness of God. You became righteous the day Jesus became Lord of your life. He gave you power and authority over all of the enemy. You better believe that this morning. Man, I've had to shake myself up and say, no, this is, you know what, this pain is not coming back in my body. This pain, I've already been healed from this. God already delivered me from this, and I am not going to bow to this. Behold, take notice. He said, I've given you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses. Why? Because Jesus went and took the keys from the enemy. The enemy has been, his works, been destroyed. Jesus defeated and destroyed. He defeated the enemy. He destroyed the men. Woo-wee. I just got, somebody needs to take a drink right now. Woo-wee. I'm getting happy from encouraging myself this morning. Woo-wee, through the word of God. Somebody just needs to, you just need to stand up right now and praise God and thank him that you, as you surrender to the word of God, you are walking in the authority of God that, woo-wee. Oh, my goodness, somebody needs this. I know somebody needs this, but you got to believe. You need to celebrate. That's such a powerful, I've always loved that scripture. But, man, when it gets deeper and deeper in you, it's like your roots go down because the love of God is wooing and drawing you, saying, yes, son, yes, daughter, I've given you authority. I've given you the power to trample on serpents and scorpions. Physical and mental strength and ability. Now rise up. Rise up today. Rise up today. Wow. I hope y'all can feel and you're getting this because my goodness, the anointing is so strong right now and the glory of God is very strong too. So I want you to just lift your hand up or your hands, however, whatever you're able to do, and just, you know, receive this from the Lord today and to know, thank him for the revelation today that, man, I'm the righteousness of God. I'm righteous, good or bad. The righteousness can never change because his righteousness is a gift that he gave me, and I'm being perfected in my soul, but his righteousness in me can't ever be perfected, and it can't ever increase or decrease because it is. What a promise of God. You're no longer remember this, you are no longer a sinner, but you are a saint of the Most High God when you were born again. You no longer in this revelation today. Let it be revealed in your heart by the Holy Spirit, and hopefully that's even taking place today as you've been hearing this word, the word of God, which is your very life and spirit. Amen. Well, I'm going to pray for everyone right now corporately. I pray and I hope that you are changed, that you are blessed, that you are encouraged, that you receive knowledge and wisdom, that you gained insight, and that you know that you've been set free today, that there's even been, as you've heard the word, you've just heard chains come off of you, and that your thinking is differently. We're going to move forward, and we're going to see the promises of God. So just lift your hands up to the Father, and just, that's a sign of surrender. You're just surrendering to the Lord and receiving what He has. Father, thank you for every person this morning that is listening. Father, thank you for their hearts towards you. Father God, thank you that your word has been life and spirit to them today. Father, thank you that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And your word says that if we continue in your word, then we are your disciples, and the truth that you know, it keeps us free. So, Father, I pray today that each and everyone would continue in all of the word that was shared today. Father, that their perspective in life would continue to elevate to where you have seated us, and that is in heavenly places with you. And sweet Holy Spirit of the living God, Holy Spirit, I ask you, as your sons and daughters this morning, as they call out to you, Holy Spirit, would you teach them, be their helper and be their comforter, and show them the pathway of righteousness that you have ordained for them in their lives for today. Father God, thank you for destroying yokes of bondage today and setting your people free. And Father, I lift up every person who has dealt with COVID-19, every person who has struggled with this virus. And Father, I thank you that healing is coming into their bodies even today. And Father, I thank you that every symptom is bowing to the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you're raising them up today and they'll become stronger. They'll find that they have more strength in their physical body as well, because their soul is prospering today. So their health is going to prosper today. Father, thank you that you help them by your Spirit to embrace this very moment in knowing that your kingdom has come and that your will has been manifested. Father, I pray that they would embrace journey with you in their life. And Father, they would know that truly greater things are going to happen. Greater things are going to manifest. And so, Father, I just thank you for speaking to them today. Father, I thank you for ministering to their body, soul, and spirit with your ministering angels today. Father, I pray for all of those who have lost loved ones in these past several months, or they've had friends, people close to them that have lost loved ones. Father, I just speak peace to every part of their being, peace to their mind, to their spirit, to their soul. I release the love of God. And Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that we do give you control. Father, we thank you that you're in control because we give you control of our lives. And Father, we know that it only takes two or three to come into agreement in prayer, and that very thing will be given to us. So Father, I thank you for these things that have been prayed, that there have been those on today, listening, that they're in agreement. So, Father, I thank you that it shall be given and that it is coming to pass, manifesting. Father, we love you so much, and we're so great. We are living in really an exciting time, a powerful time in history, a moment that will go down in the history books, politically and spiritually, Father, because you reign. We acknowledge that you reign, and we declare that Jesus is Lord of Lords, and he's King of Kings. He's the host. He's the captain, the captain of the host. So, Father, we just love you, and we bless you today. Father, bless all that are listening today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. I just feel the power of the Holy Ghost. God is so good. He's so good. Well, we love you. We'll be letting you know about to be, you know, we'll probably still have it online. So just giving everyone the opportunity to be very well. Everyone's healed. But listen, y'all have a wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving. And you know what? Every day, starting today and this week, why don't you just write down, you know, for yourself personally, just write down what you're grateful for. Just thank God for something, and it'll just make you, it'll change you. This is the little prophet thing right here. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. But if you want to, just write down what you're thankful for, what you're grateful for, because we are such a blessed people. And be sleeping all afternoon after you eat. No, enjoy your Thanksgiving. And Pastor Kenneth and I love you. And we'll talk to you soon. Okay. Bye-bye.